Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month, Ryder Frost, Beverly High Basketball, joining us here on MSO News Sports. And Ryder, welcome and congratulations on winning the award.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you.
Well, Ryder at 6'6", no surprise, very successful basketball season. Picked up your 1,000th point as well this year while playing for Beverly. So let's get into the season. I will make you have to talk about this 1,000th point. So and you can tell me about that in a second. But I will ask you about team and teammates and so on. But Ryder, tell me about the night of the 1,000th point.
So, obviously heading into the game, I knew I was, I think I was 19 points away going into the game. And my coach had, you know, kind of talked about it a little bit. But going into the game, I kind of was just going in, going through my regular pregame routine. And then after I hit my first shot, it was kind of just after that, I was like, I really know I can do this. And then I went ahead and hit, three or four more threes. And I was just able to get it done. And it was just amazing. It was an amazing feeling. I was really just thankful for all the, you know, people who took time and energy and sacrificed a lot of time to, help me. And it was just an amazing night. And I'm really just thankful for my coaches and my teammates and everyone who helped me.
You know, at 6'6", in the old days, you know, you'd be scoring all of those points from right in the paint, right underneath the rim, if you speak. But you will score a lot of your points beyond that three-point line, won't you?
Yes.
So tell me about...
Into my game.
I might have stepped over you on your response. So tell me about your shooting and how you kind of balance it from inside to outside.
Yeah, so as my game's kind of transformed over the past couple of years, I've definitely transitioned into a more wing type of player, playing on the perimeter more, shooting a lot of threes. But you know, with my length and my height, I definitely still try to live in the paint. You know, get as many rebounds as I can. Finish at the rim, all that kind of stuff, and just basically try to finish both at the rim and basically affect the game and score it any way I can. So. I would say just try and hit threes, live in the paint, mid-range, all that kind of stuff.
No place is safe. They've got to defend you everywhere, right, Ryder?
Yeah, exactly.
But the other thing, too, about your game, and I want to ask you about this, is at 6'6", you can handle the ball pretty well. You can pass and dribble as well.
Yes, that's I appreciate that. I've definitely been trying to work on that over the offseason. Last year was kind of a struggle for me, or it was definitely harder for me to handle the ball, just getting more comfortable with defenders being right on me and being tight with me, especially at 6'6", and having, you know, most of the defenders be, you know, smaller, quick guards. So that was definitely a point of emphasis for me over the offseason, just being more comfortable with the ball and being able to score at all three levels, not just, you know, catch and shoot and stuff like that.
You know, I've talked to your coach a number of times this year, and your team has, overcome a bunch of adversity with injuries and different things this year. So, maybe share a bit on the overall team and so on that the season that the team has had so far.
Yeah, I mean, we've overcame a lot of adversity just from over the summer. Different guys getting injured, different guys leaving. Kind of a newer team at the beginning of the year than we thought from the end of last year. Just some key injuries with starters. Rook Lamon, you know, getting injured in the fall was definitely a big loss for us in the beginning of the season. Max Hemsey got hurt in soccer, and he was another starter. So we've just been facing adversity all year long, whether it was injuries or reoccurring injuries or just facing adversity with getting to play with each other, getting used to, you know, different play styles and different, you know, styles of play. But definitely we've overcame a lot of adversity, and I think we're playing our best basketball right now. And I think we've done a great job just kind of coming together.
Yeah, no doubt. But I was there the night later on in the year where Rook Lamon suffered and re-injured himself, a different injury, but at that night, and that was a huge setback as well, 'cause he was just coming back.
Yeah, it was tough. He had just come back. He had only played in, like, I think it was four or five games going into that Peabody game, and then just re-injuring it was just so, you know, unlucky, just, you know, an all-star caliber player like Rook, starting point guard. I mean, we were so excited to get him back, and it just is, it's just terrible what happened.
All right, so you guys have played one of the toughest schedules of anybody on the North Shore, for sure. So let me ask you this. Where do you think the team played its best game? Now, it may not have been a win, may have been against a very tough opponent, but where do you think Beverly really played their best game of the year?
That's a good question. I would say our overall best game, I would say probably the Andover game in the Christmas tournament. I would say that was a game where we all kind of came together. You know, Andover has been a powerhouse for so long, and they're so well coached, and they play so hard, and they play a tough conference. They play in a tough conference and a tough schedule as well. So, I would say definitely the Andover game. We really, you know, just wanted to get that win and prove to ourselves that we can beat a top team, and they went ahead and had a great season of their own so far. Obviously, finishing in the, you know, top 15. So I would say that Andover, when we kind of came together, everyone chipped in, everyone contributed, and that was a great tournament and a great win.
Oh, the other thing I just was just thinking of here, you guys also got a chance to play on the Garden floor in a game this year against Everett.
Yeah, that was an amazing opportunity. That we were so thankful we were able to do that. Just the atmosphere, the history of that tournament. Obviously, just playing in the Garden, having, you know, all the fans there, being on the parquet, it was amazing. It was such an amazing opportunity.
All right, I'm going to jump to a couple of different things. We're going to get to academics because it is an athletic academics award, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. But first up, I know you also do a bunch of volunteering, you know, whether it be, I don't want to call them clinics or whatever, working with middle school kids or other kids. So tell me just a bit about that.
Yeah, so in the summer and in the spring and fall, and even in the winter, basically all year round, you know, whether it's little kids at my local gym or clinics through Coach Karakoudis and the Beverly, you know, program, or helping out travel kids in any way I can, or even just communicating with other kids. It's really fun being able to, you know, give back and really kind of teach kids, you know, how to play just like older kids did for me when I was younger. Just being able to help out the travel program or run clinics and just connect with kids and just really just kind of give them insight and do the same thing that older kids did for me when I was their age. I really love that.
All right, let's go to the academics here. People go, oh, do we have to? Yes, we have to. Let's go to the academics here. You're taking a number of AP courses this year, so tell me about that, or maybe in previous years. Tell me a bit about that commitment.
Yeah, so I took my first AP class last year as a sophomore. I took AP U.S. History. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. And I took this year I'm taking AP English Language and then AP World History as well. So I'm really loving both of those classes. I really like my teachers. I have some friends in my classes. So I really like those classes. I like challenging myself. And, you know, my parents have always taught me that academics come first. And, you know, school comes first and everything, you know, comes after that. So they've always instilled that in me and really challenging myself in my classes.
Do you have a period of history, a time period or a geographical area of history that is the most interesting to you, at least at this point?
I would say, that's a good question. I would say probably, I really like U.S. history. I really like revolutionary history. I really like kind of that period, kind of the Reconstruction period. I'm very interested in that period. So that was probably my favorite unit when we did that last year.
Yeah, and there's really a lot of Revolutionary War kind of history right around not that far from us here, too. So it's,
exactly.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on there. Let me ask you this. So you're at Beverly High School, and have you had any teachers that are kind of inspiring to you at the high school, or a particular teacher in a class, whether it be a history class or one of the other classes?
I would say probably my AP English language teacher this year. His name's Sean Lanigan, Mr. Lanigan. I would say I really connect with him a lot. He's helped me so much with my writing in that class. From over the summer with our summer assignments all the way, obviously, to now. He's just helped me so much. I've really connected with him. He was an athlete when he was in high school. So he kind of knows, you know, the deal with the student athletes and that whole commitment. So I really connect with him. I think he's really made a difference in my life and in my work. So I would say Mr. Lanigan.
Yeah, he's not 6'6" or anything like that, though, is he?
No, he's pretty tall, but he's not 6'6". He was more of a football player back when he was in high school.
Okay, all right, sounds good. All right, well, Ryan, or anything else you want to share with us about Beverly High School or anything else about the award? Any shout outs to anybody?
I would just say shout out to my teammates. You know, all my teammates, all my coaches. Coach Karakoudis, Coach Downey, Coach Russo, everyone at Beverly. You know, I obviously can't do this, you know, without them, and I'm so thankful. I've been just blessed and, you know, grateful for the opportunities that, you know, I've been able to achieve. And Coach Karate with Middlesex Magic, my AAU team over the fall and spring and summer, he's helped me so much, you know, during the off season, if there really is an off season. So I would just say I'm just thankful for all those people just helping me along the way, sacrificing time and effort.
You know, I'll add to your shout-out a little bit, having followed Beverly basketball over the years, that it's been a great program. But I will say this, I mean, with Coach Karakoudis and his coaching staff, it's you guys, you're in a great time to be at Beverly basketball, playing for Beverly basketball, I think, in the last, this, you know, this year, obviously, in previous years here recently. But he's done a terrific job, and you guys play so hard, and it's a pleasure to watch you guys, for sure. So, yeah, it's been a nice time to be associated with Beverly basketball, for sure.
Yes, for sure. He's done a tremendous job all the way down to the travel program. Just being a coach that, you know, people want to play for and people want to play hard for. Everyone respects him. He's an amazing coach, and they all do such a great job. It's really a nice program.
You got it. Well, Ryder, congratulations to you, and thanks so much for your time, and we do appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you soon, and best of luck in the tournament.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Ryder Frost, Beverly Boys Basketball, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.